Kelim Perek Yudal Mishnah Vov. Kisui Teni Shomateches Sho'osu Baimara. We've had before, Kisui Teni is a cover of a basket of metal. So it's only the top. This is the Chachomim in Perek Yudbeis Mishnah Gimel that hold that the cover of a Kli Mateches is not a Kabbal Tumah because it doesn't serve a function by itself. Sho'osu Baimara, it's finely shined and it can be used as a mirror like the women had in Mitzrayim. Rabbi Yehuda Mitar, because it still has be'etzem a yichud al tzakisi of a kli. The fact that somebody is going to fix his tefillin, or a woman will look at herself in the reflection of the cover, doesn't make it into that. Nachom Mitar, the shimush of a kisui as a mara, as a mirror, turns it into a clay shimush. Now it seems clear in the Mishnah that a mirror, something that's miyuchad lekach, avada is mekabotum. The shaila is over here, the kisui teni shomateches, it's used primarily as a cover for the teni, not as a mirror, whether then it's enough, the shimush of the mirror, to turn it into something that's mekabel tumah. But let's say you have a mirror, shenishbro, it's broken. Im ein amares rev aponim, the fact that a person will be able to see his tefillin, but he can't see the outline of his face, rev of his ponim can't be seen, that's not called a mirror. That may be called, you can get a glimpse, that's not called a mirror. Tahira. Now what's hard to understand is what the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is, because we just had a Mishnah in Mishnah Hay that says that the horseshoe of an animal, it has another usage, and that renders it a kli. Is that any less than a mara in the cover of a kli? Why would that not be enough? Why would there be a difference between the two? Maybe you'll say, but the Mishnah before is also machlek to be the chacham. Namashma. Where something has a functional use of a kli, das heißt, it's a horseshoe. Now, what do you want to say? But the same kli, legabi atachshit shel behema, the way we said before, that would not render it royal kabbal tumah. So then you need episnocha usage. Better gesagt, it's a clay shimush. It's for a behema. It's also for an adam. Is the shame clay shimush, which is also for an adam, is enough to render it royal lekabel tumah. Over here, it's a cover of a kli. It doesn't have a shame kli b'fnei atzmoi. It's part of a kli. That's mafkia the shame kli. It's not mafkia the shame kabbalas tumah. It's mafkia the shame kli. If it's mafkia the shame kli, the once in a while use of a person fixing his tefillin does not turn that into a kli. Okay, that's the vort. Mishnah Zayin. We had many times the din of Tumah Yishonah that by Kli Mateches Chazal will goyze that even after it's Nishbar and it becomes Ois Kli. If it's put back together again, it resumes its old status as a Tomei. There are a few reasons why. We discussed in Afkaminis of the reasons. The Mishnah is going to discuss that din now. Kli Mateches Mitamen U'Mitaren Shvurim. Kli Mateches, it's Shayich Tumah when they're in a state of Shvira. That's says. The Shvira is not mitar them legami, how you have to read the Mishnah, not that it's Tomei when it's Shavur, but the Shvira is not mitar, it's not mafkir the Tumah and Gansim, because as soon as you put it back together again, it'll become again Tomei. So the Shvira is mitar, but it's also mitamin. So the Mishnah reads it, Kli Mateches, mitamin, it becomes Tomei, even Shvurin, to say it's when it's put back together again, or mitar, that the Shvira helps Akoponim Bishas, Shvirosa, Divrei Reb Elezer. The extra knetch over here in Divrei Reb Elezer is that it's easy to be mitaher, something that was nishbar and put back together again, doesn't have the full status as something that never underwent the process of tahara. What that case is, that we'll have to see. Bishuwa oime eni mitaren elo shleimen. It's considered when you reconstruct the Kli Mateches, it's as if it never became Ois Tomei. What does this negate to? Now the Mishnah is going to say, Ketzad. What's the case of Reb Elezer of Yeshua? The case goes like this. We're talking about a Kli Mateches that was Tomei Meis. The only way to be Metired is Hazoas Mechatos, B'yem HaShlishi B'yem HaShvi, and then thereafter becomes Tohar. Hizo Alen, they were Mazah, and it broke that day. And it was put back together again. They were then maze mechatos the second time. It needs two times mechatos. Harei time, even though normally the hazoras mechatos has to be b'yom shlishi, or b'yom shvi. There was no hamtona of arba yom ben hazor rishon lazor shniyah. Hey, kilu chacham, because be'etzem nishbar is tohar. Faket, the reason why they were geyser, one of the reasons, is because shemi yishkach teras hazor, because all you have to do is break a kli. It might be easier than waiting 4 days. So over here, Lamaisa, since they made him be mazah a second time, so they're not going to make him also wait 4 days. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, b'shua imein hazor pochus m'shlishi u'shvi, under no circumstances. You have to do the regular hazor smechatos, b'yem shlishi, b'yem shvi, t'vimitah. Now here, let's speak out a cheshbon that the Rash makes, that the Rav brings. And that is, we had Shittas of Shimon Gamliel in Perikid Aleph Mishnah Aleph, that the din of Shumin Tumi Yeshono is exerted only on Kalim that were Nitmu B'meis. Why is that? Because the whole Chshash of Tumi Yeshono is they were Geizer on Kli Mateches because Shem Yishtakach Teres Hazor. So it's Dafka by Kli Shnit B'meis. If a Sheretz touched it or a Zov touched it, what does it have to do with Hazor? Shet Yishtakach. So Lefid Tanakam over there in Perikid Alf, you have to say that the reason why is a different reason. And sure enough, the Gemara says that the reason according to the Chachamim is because people are going to be mizalzel kelim shenishbu. I using them right away. What happened to Harav Shemesh? And that chashash of Harav Shemesh is you're going to forget details. So then that's for sure that if the chashash is going to forget details, it has to be done kitzur also. So Rabbi Lezer that holds over here that you could smear over the hamtonas arbi yomim and it only has to be two hazois, but they can be done right after another, clearly doesn't stim with that reasoning. So what he's going to say is that taka alz shaloi tishtakach teres hazor. So it's enough to be guys at two hazois. You don't need to wait another 4 days also. Another point worth mentioning is that it's oizge cheshm in the mefoshim that the cheshm we just made is where the hazor rishoyne was done koidim shvir also. And the shnir was done la'achar tik, and there you could waive the 4 day hamtono. However, if the hazor rishoyne was after shenishbu v'tiknu, so there was no hazor on the kli koidim shvir also. So b'chiyai gavna, it has the regular din, the original din. It's as if you were never mazah. So to reconstitute a kli. If it's a reconstituted kli, then avada, even according to Rabbi Elazar, it has to undergo the whole process. Shtei hazois with the separation of 4 days. There's another point over here that's worth mentioning. Very choshev machlek sushoinim. And that is, if Yeshua holds in hazor pox mishlishi yushvi, which means you're going to have to be mazah the hazor shnir after 4 days amtana. However, the first hazor doesn't become bottle. L'chayra, the kli underwent process of hazor. It became ois kli. At that point it was tahor. What relevance is the first hazor? No. They were geyser only that you need another hazor, but they weren't geyser to take away the status that's a process already underway that the hazor rishon is there. But you could hear such a svara. If you want to be machmir, you want to say that it has to go hazoras rishon and shnir with the separation of 4 days. So lecher the hazor rishon is no relevance because the kli was a kli nishbar and it was tahor. Now you want to reconstitute it as a tumah. So now it has to undergo hazos rishayna shlishis urviz shlishis urshviz. Lamaisa, this chiddush is in the Rambam Pirushoy and Hilchas Kelim. The Ravid argues very stark. It's been doing like the Rambam, the wording of the Mishnah ein mitaren elo shleimen. That's the beginning of the Mishnah. The process of tahara has no relevance except when you talk about a kli sholeh. So if it's a kli nishbar, the process of hazor that it's in the middle of is of no relevance. Mishnah's Taharis has another nusach for explaining the Rambam. He brings Shittas Rashi in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yutes that if you have a kli schuchis shenikev, you have a kli schuchis which is rendered ois kli because it's got a big hole in it, and then they sealed it up with lead. So according to the man da'amah that holds you, go basa maimid, so now it'll become tomei. Why? Because it's a kli schuchas. It was a kli schuchas. But now the maimid, that which seals it, is aver, is metal. So Mamela, now it has a maimed. According to Mandam, the maimed is the Iker Tzur Sakli. It has a maimed of Mateches, and it was Tame. Tesis argues, Tesis, what does one have to do with the other? The Tumah is in the Zchuchis. What does it have to do with the metal, the Aver that's put here to seal it? What does one have to do with the other? So he brings down a word from Remichel Feinstein. Remichel has a whole sefer on the Yud Ches Dvorm, Gzeris of Tumah V'Tayr in the first paragraph of Shabbos. So over there in Simon Yud, he explains that you're going to have to say a big chiddush in Rashi. Rashi holds that Tumah Yishona, when you take something that formerly was Tame and now you reconstitute it, the former state of Tumah is Mitame the new Kli. It's a new Kli, but it's Kilu. Now it becomes Nitma. So it becomes Nitma now as a Kli Mateches. So it has the Gzera. It's being reconstituted as a Kli Mateches because the Maimid, the Messiah is the Aver, and the Dover Hatome is Mitame the Kli Mateches. Very big Kiddush. Lanias Daiti, you don't have to go as far as this to explain the Rambam. The Nusach that we said, I think, is the more straightforward Nusach. That the Rambam holds that Hazoas Shlishi Ushvi is a process. And Mamela, that process is a process that only makes sense when you talk about a Kli that's in a state of Kli, not in a state that's Shavur. There's no Tahara on a Kli that's not a Kli. So Mela, you're not in the middle of the process. If Rabbi Shua holds it, you have to do the whole process of Shlishi and Shvi, by definition, it's going to have to be done in a state of Tahara. Kim Dumani, that's the Pshat of the Rambam.